Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dana Middleton's here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's an executive leadership coach. She used to work for Hewlett-Packard, HP, in the digital marketing division there. She was it says here she was a pioneer. That means, obviously, she started when she was, like, right out of high school, helped them get that build that to be the largest performance marketing company in the world. She's had other jobs, too, but now she's on her own, working for her own accord, and she's the author of a new book, Grace Meets Grit. She's our new friend, Dana Middleton. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. So we're going to talk about women and men, mostly the fact that in your book, you admit, you say, that men still basically run stuff. They still run things. It's still, I guess you could say, it's a man's world in the marketplace. But women are making a lot of advances, but maybe not enough. Is there more work to be done, Dana?
Well, I think statistically, men are still in charge. I mean, we know that. Looking at all the numbers, whether it's small business, although women have made a lot of progress there,
fastest growing sector of the small business market.
Exactly. And I think that my whole thesis is that we're really having the wrong conversation. I think we're talking about equality, which is fabulous, and there's a reason we're still talking about equality.
I'm a man, and I don't have equality. Hey, I want some of that.
Well,
hey, when you find it for women, can I have some of it?
But we need to go to the next level of conversation and talk about our differences and really celebrate those differences. It's not that either one is right or wrong, but we both bring unique attributes to the table, and we should talk about that more.
Not either or, but both and.
That's right.
Right. All right. So keep going. You're doing good.
So the whole notion is we start off with differences in our communication style, and those differences translate into our leadership approach.
Mm-hmm.
So for women, primarily it's about relationships. And for men, it's really about immediate action and maintaining status. And again, mm-hmm. I'm over-dramatizing mm-hmm. for effect because obviously it's not that men aren't good at relationships and women aren't necessarily good at immediate action. But generally speaking, we bring these things to the table.
Those are the rooms we come out of first, isn't it?
It is. It's true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. And so embracing both of those, whether you're a leader or a man, is a good thing, We could all be better at relationships and immediate action and status consciousness.
You mentioned in your book bias training. Tell us what that means. You say it doesn't work. Tell us what that's been tried. It's been companies have spent a lot of time and money on that. What was bias training? What is it?
Bias training is generally sensitivity training. So if I'm training you to be more like a woman, or you're training me to be what it feels like to be a man, and that's fine, but the problem with that is the minute you get into an urgent business situation, you're mm-hmm. going to forget that because you're not a woman.
You default.
And you're going to default back.
Yeah.
Right. So wouldn't it be better to really lean back on the strengths that you bring to the table and embrace those in a business situation while understanding where someone else is going to come from? But if you lean into what you're good at, you're going to be more successful.
The thing that when I think about what I've learned in my 20 years of doing this job with talking to experts like you and in my long career, much longer than that, in the marketplace of working for women, employing women, working for mm-hmm. me, training them, lots and lots of folks employing them as I do now. The thing I think about is, guys, women need a little bit more. As you're talking to them, and ladies, men need a little bit less. Does that make sense?
It does make sense in terms of relationships. So to me, that speaks to the fact that women need more from a relationship standpoint. They're looking for that connection. They're looking to build that relationship with you, and that's important from an engagement standpoint. Men may not have that need.
But it's even beyond that to me, Dana. It seems to me that women need more information. In other words, what I've said for a long time is that what men do when they talk to each other that drives a lot of women crazy is we stipulate things. When two men have a conversation, only about 20% of the communication is done orally. The rest of it is either stipulated or it's body language or basically stipulated. Women don't stipulate almost, you know, if they stipulate at all, not very much. They like to say everything.
Yeah.
Even though they know the other person knows what they're saying, they still want to get it out, right? And so that's what I'm saying to guys, women need a little bit more. Ladies, men need a little bit less. If you're gonna say, okay, let's work together. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think what's interesting about that is that if you understand a woman who is rising through the ranks of leadership and suddenly she's put into a supervisor or managerial role, she's surrounded by men for the first time, she's reporting into a man for the first time, and suddenly she sees this language and she's like, what is the secret language that I don't necessarily understand?
They have a secret handshake or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so a lot of women have described that as a secret language that they didn't know existed and no one seems to talk about because to the men it's just natural, right? It's not a secret language.
It's not a secret language. It's stipulation. Two men can meet the gaze. They can exchange a gaze. And literally, one could flash his eyeballs over to one side, and the other guy nods. He knows what the guy means. It's not a secret language. It's just that we don't have to say it because we've stipulated it. And I think that's one of the things. I think you're hitting on it when you say that. I would see why that would drive women nuts.
Well, I think they just start to question. Wow, I didn't realize I was different or this different, and especially their own language can be misinterpreted. So if they're not speaking the language, then somehow they're not being successful. And I don't want women to suddenly adopt these tactics. In fact, all of the research shows that they shouldn't. They should hang on to the qualities that they bring to the table.
But they also shouldn't assume that when men are doing that with each other, they're doing it to the women. They're being mean or are exclusive. You see what I mean? That's not the initial motivation. It may ultimately become that, but it's not. I need a website, Dana.
DanaMiddleton.com.
D-A-I-N-A.
Dana.
D-A-I-N-A. I love the way she spells it. Dana Middleton, folks. The book is called Grace Meets Grit. It's outstanding.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.